morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 10th. You'll be interested to know, 56 years ago, today, in 1969, Sesame Street premiered as an inventive children's television program that combined puppetry, live action, animation, and music to teach letters, numbers, and empathy to preschool viewers across America. It established a model for educational broadcasting by showing how entertaining content can promote early childhood learning and inclusion. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet. The wind is offshore at 5 miles per hour. Conditions should remain clean until about 9 a.m. when the wind shifts onshore. By noon, expect choppy conditions as the wind picks up to 8 miles per hour. Swell will hold steady through the day. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet at noon, followed by a 0-foot low tide at 8. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start clean with 3+ feet early on Tuesday, transitioning to choppy by noon. Wednesday maintains 3+ feet with clean conditions in the morning, but becomes choppy in the afternoon. Thursday sees 3+ feet persist, though conditions deteriorate to choppy throughout the day, especially with increasing winds. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 63 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:51, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:18. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., clearing to mostly sunny skies, with a high near 73 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 62 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Veterans Day will be mostly sunny with a high near 70 and a light southwest breeze up to 5 miles per hour. Patchy fog develops Tuesday night with lows near 62, leading to a mostly cloudy Wednesday with a high near 66 and lingering morning fog. Rain becomes likely Thursday with highs in the mid-60s and cooler, showery conditions Friday with highs near 59 and lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Alaska Airlines has exciting news for travelers, announcing 5 new nonstop routes from San Diego International Airport. Beginning on April 22nd, the airline will connect San Diego to Tulsa, Oklahoma, Dallas-Fort Worth, Oakland, Santa Barbara, and Raleigh-Durham. With the addition of a Seattle to Arcata, Alaska will serve more airports in the Golden State than any other airline. The airline expects to increase air traffic at San Diego International by more than 35% between spring 2025 and spring 2026. This announcement follows the recent addition of nonstop flights from San Diego to Phoenix, Denver, and Chicago. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Chargers routed the Pittsburgh Steelers 25-10 at SoFi Stadium on Sunday Night Football. The Chargers' defense excelled, limiting the Steelers to just 221 total yards, forcing three turnovers, and sacking Aaron Rodgers in the end zone for a safety. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert completed 20 passes for 220 yards and one touchdown, highlighting his connection with Ladd McConkey. Keenan Allen set the franchise record for receptions, surpassing Antonio Gates, as Kimani Vidal led the rushing attack with 95 yards on 25 carries. The Steelers fell to 5 wins and 4 losses, leaving their playoff hopes uncertain. In local sports, the Major League Soccer playoffs have reached the exciting conference semifinal stage after the best-of-3 round concluded on Sunday. San Diego FC eliminated the Portland Timbers with a dominant 4-0 victory. The first match was won by the California side 2-1, while the second match ended in a 2-2 draw, with Portland winning on penalties. Minnesota United, Los Angeles SC, Vancouver Whitecaps, FC Cincinnati, Inter Miami, New York City FC, and the Philadelphia Union also secured their spots in the next phase. In the Western Conference, Minnesota will visit San Diego at Snapdragon Stadium, while Vancouver hosts LAFC at BC Place. For the Eastern Conference, Philadelphia will host New York City, and Cincinnati will visit Inter Miami. The dates are not entirely confirmed, but the official Major League Soccer website indicates that the conference semifinals will be contested on Saturday, November 22nd, and Sunday, November 23rd. San Diego FC is expected to host the Timbers on Monday, November 24th, due to organizational and field maintenance reasons at Snapdragon Stadium. In top news, results from a 6-year research project out of Cornell reveal a surprisingly simple route to happiness, suggesting a practical way to maintain purpose in chaotic times. While many Americans report feeling depressed and anxious, the research indicates that articulating one's purpose can significantly enhance mental and physical health. Involving around 1,200 students, the study found that those who received contributions to pursue meaningful activities reported greater well-being than non-recipients. Psychology professor Todd Kashtan emphasizes focusing on contributions to others rather than oneself as a path to happiness. This insight could be especially beneficial for the younger generation, who often crave a sense of purpose. In business news, valuation worries and a record-long government shutdown hang over markets this week. After a busy week of news and earnings, a calmer 5-day stretch awaits investors. Tech stocks faced one of their worst weeks this year, with declines in Palantir and Nvidia, leading the NASDAQ to a 3% decline. The S&P 500 fell 1.7%, while the Dow lost closer to 1.3%. The U.S. government shutdown, now the longest on record, is likely to extend into a 6th week. U.S. consumer sentiment plunged in November, reaching a 3-year low, as fears about the shutdown's economic effects grow. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% over the weekend to just over $106,000. Ethereum is up 8% to just over $3,600. And XRP is up 10% to $2.45. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Stuck in traffic? Google plans to enhance Google Maps with its AI assistant, Gemini. This feature allows drivers to ask complex questions and perform tasks using voice commands. With more than 2 billion monthly users, Google Maps is integrating new artificial intelligence features to compete with OpenAI and Meta. Users can engage with Gemini by saying, "Hey Google," or tapping the icon. The assistant can also summarize sports results and news during commutes. Amanda Moore, product director, emphasized that this technology is becoming vastly more visual and interactive. However, users must allow access to their services for Gemini to function effectively. And in entertainment news, Vince Gilligan, known for creating the iconic series Breaking Bad, is shifting gears with his new Apple TV show, Pluribus. This sci-fi epic features an unlikely hero, Carol Sturka, played by Rhea Seehorn, marking Gilligan's first female protagonist. Set to premiere on November 7th, the show explores themes of wish fulfillment and human connection, addressing the loneliness felt in today's society. Gilligan aims to move away from the anti-hero narrative that has saturated pop culture, believing it's time for heroes to take center stage once more. As he embarks on this new journey, Gilligan remains committed to storytelling that resonates with modern audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American educator and author, John Dewey. And he said, "Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.